playoffs are right around the corner, and First Take is your place for the best debate. Can LeBron and Steph lead their teams on improbable runs? Will Tatum and Brown bring a record-breaking 18th NBA title to Boston? Or will Jokic and the Nuggets take down all pretenders to the crown? So join me, Stephen A., Molly, Shannon, Doggy, and the best NBA voices around. First Take, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Quick Take starts spreading the news. These Yankees are good. After a 7-0 win against the Marlins yesterday, New York matches their best start through 11 games in franchise history. SA, the Yankees are 9-2, World Series pending.
I'm not going to get caught up too much in the World Series part because in 2020 they started off at 9-2, and I don't see no World Series since 2009.
Okay.
So I'm not going to get too excited about that. But here's what I will get excited about, okay? This brother Juan Soto, okay? I loved it. I was so excited when he came to Yankees, when he was coming to the Yankees, okay? And the brother is batting 357, Shannon. He's got a 462 on-base percentage, all right? Got 5 home runs in the first 36 games. I'm talking about in his first 36 plate appearances, all right? The brother got more walks than strikeouts. I'm loving this. I am loving this. Now, pitching wins championships, and I'm still suspect on it, but I ain't suspect on that brother. He's special, and he's a Yankee. And damn it, he gonna sign a long-term deal. He ain't leaving. He ain't leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to cost another $400 million.
He's worth it.
He's everything the Yankees hope for with that left-handed on that short right field porch, Stephen A. He plays outstanding defense. He's been everything the Yankees had hoped for when they traded for him. He's been – you know, sometimes the Yankees they've always spent money. And when they get these guys, they never perform for the Yankees like they did where they got them from, or when they leave the Yankees, they didn't perform. But he
will.
He? And those bats, like you said, Stephen, they got bats. Now, I'm just waiting on Cole. I need Cole to get back. Once Cole get back, check back to me in about another 60 days.
Well, we know what Cole going to do when he get back. This is Garrett Cole that we talking about here. But you notice what Shannon does, Molly? He always sit up there and slips in something accidentally about L.A. anytime he's being positive.
Stephen A., I got to say one thing. And Shannon, listen, usually I always give you a hard time because I want you to be here in New York. But, seriously, we're going to have one nice day today, and then it's raining the next 4 days.
See?
I understand it. I understand the obsession with L.A. just based on the weather. I prefer Florida, but I do get it.
Ugh. How about both?
Well, I mean, that's when you make Stephen A. Smith money.
No, then you make decisions
Shannon like
Sharp
that.
Shannon Sharp money.
How many checks are you getting these days? Because I might upgrade it to a Birkin. We've got the Ocho Show. We got Club Shay Shay. We got First Take. We got the liquor line. I mean, what else is happening?
I don't know, Shannon, whether I need a loan or a job, brother.
Hey, Stephen, I'm hiring. Stephen A., I was with you in New York when I said, Molly, what do you want to bet? You want to bet Birkin? You want Birkin? I mean, Birkin? You're like, no, I don't want to do that.
Well, I wasn't trying to be. Listen, that's greedy.
I would have.
That's ridiculous.
I would have.
You've been greedy ever since
I've
been.
Exactly. I have never taken handouts in my life, and you know that.
Excuse me?
Please.
That don't mean you ain't greedy.
I don't even know what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Let's get back to UConn. But seriously, I do have to get online and figure out what that's going to be. The UConn Huskies made like Drake and went back-to-back. Dan Hurley's team with another dominant performance, setting a record through 12 games in this year's tournament and beating 10 by at least 10 points. Of course, this comes with a lot of rumors, many wondering if Hurley could leave UConn for another blue chip program in Kentucky. Dan, how would your wife feel about that?
Intend to be back at UConn next year. You're not going to entertain any conversations with anybody else that might have a job coming open tomorrow.
Yeah. I don't think that's a concern. You know, my wife, you should have her answer that. Yeah.
There he is. Seth, I'm glad you got the memo on what to wear today. These two jokers in blazers, like, join the party. Last night was late. By the way, these 9:20 tips, they're brutal. That's when you know you're getting old. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to take a nap to stay up for this thing. Seth, so he's got Dynasty on his mind, but do you think Danny Hurley should consider leaving for Kentucky?
I don't think he should consider because he's got the best job for him that fits him. It fits the Jaeger footprint. It fits his ability to maintain Connecticut at the highest level. You talk about the six national championships. You talk about what he's able to do in terms of recruiting his type of guys. Having said that, there's one caveat. And that's really simply is the model of what college athletics is going to look like. If college athletics ends up with two, three, or four conferences, where will the Big East fit in the culture of college athletics in terms of generating the resources that he would need and the platform he would need to maintain the program? Right now, it's fine. Me personally, I think if I was the ACC, I'm going after UConn right now and bringing them in. Great basketball program, great history, great tradition. You got built-in rivalries. Dan Hurley, I don't want to talk for him, but he fits at UConn. Could he win at Kentucky? Sure, he could win at Kentucky. Does Kentucky have great tradition? Sure, maybe not the tradition that the Blues, the Bloods have right now in Connecticut. Do they have resources? Yes. Now, their facilities are not even close to UConn's facilities, but they have the SEC. And what comes with the SEC is money. Resources so that you can maintain and compete at the highest level. I think he's a perfect fit at UConn. His family lives the Jersey City lifestyle. His wife loves New Jersey. They fit at Connecticut. So to me, I think he stays, but I think the one caveat is the direction of the model of what college athletics is all about. They've got to make sure they fit in that model.
The question is, what's important to it? Because Stephen A. didn't say money talk, but cash screams. Kentucky got a lot of cash, and it's screaming at him right now. Whether he wants to take it, that's totally up to him. Coach, I'm going to take you at your word when you say his family, they're Jersey natives. I know they are because of his father, brother, they grew up in the Jersey area. They probably like that. Connecticut is closer to Jersey than Kentucky would be. But Kentucky would probably be willing to throw a lot of money. They would probably give him a bump of $500, maybe even $1 million raise for what they were paying Coach Calipari. And what's important, because that doesn't mean, I understand that in Connecticut, he can get his type of guy, but he can get his type of guy to go to Kentucky also. And with the NIL deal and what Kentucky would be willing, you know what? I think it's cheaper in Kentucky than it is in Connecticut. I could
Hell
be
yes.
wrong. I could be
That's
wrong.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. You ain't wrong about that. You ain't wrong about that. Hell yeah, it's cheaper.
So it all depends, like, what
Kentucky can get. Kentucky can pay him $10 million, probably. $9 to $10 million. Connecticut could probably pay him $7.5 million, and he's going to have to decide probably the difference in terms of
can I say this,
his
guys?
Comfort zone and his confidence.
Can I say this?
Yes.
Somebody's got to say it.
What?
So I'm going to say it. He shouldn't even consider Kentucky.
Thank you.
Couple of reasons. Number one, it's no longer the job it once was. Somebody got to say it, Coach. So I'm going to say it.
Well, I
John Calipari. John Calipari has contributed to the job not being, Shannon, what it once was. You got one title in 15 years. You got one title since 1996. UConn got six. Let's also take into account, Coach, that college basketball ain't what it once was. The level of appreciation I have for it, you have for it, we have for it, the nation as a whole has changed. College football has elevated exponentially. The NBA, of course. You look at some of these options that have had. We've talked about so many different things. We're looking forward to the WNBA. We're talking about, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about March Madness because nothing's bigger than March Madness. We get that. We're fixated. We're transfixed on college basketball in the month of March. But the fact of the matter is that without the rivalry, a North Carolina or Duke separately is nothing compared to when they're going up against each other. Yeah. We care about North Carolina and Duke when they're playing each other. We see Kentucky playing a myriad of teams. We barely care to the degree that we used to. Used to. And so because of that, I would say to you, if you Hurley, excuse me, you're a reigning two-time national champion, you near your home, you got your peeps loving you there, everybody loves you there and what have you, UConn is a better program than the University of Kentucky. And when you go out there, even if you went out there and you won, it's not going to do more for you winning at Kentucky than it did for you winning at UConn anymore.
And coach,
it's just not.
Coach, let's be honest.
It's not.
Lexington, Kentucky is not the basketball capital of the world. I mean, that will be Storrs, Connecticut.
Storrs?
Listen, it's the halfway point between New York City and Boston as well. I mean, there's some other positives.
Stephen A., to your point.
In a big picture, Danny Hurley is a great coach. He's the best coach in college basketball. He's going to win wherever he is. And that's just the way it is. I think his only concern would be, and Connecticut has been his destination job. I mean, when Connecticut hired him, he had other suitors as well. It's been his destination job. The only thing to me that would move him, the money's important, but he's going to make a ton of money. I mean, you know, obviously, would you like to make more? Sure.
Before taxes. Right? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's going to come down to his comfort zone. Go ahead.
Coach Greenberg, can I ask you a question? When was the last time you heard somebody say, I got too much money? You say people say, I got too many pairs of shoes. I got too many cars. I got too many houses. I got too many purses. I got too many homes. When was the last time you said somebody said, Stephen A., man, you know what? I got too much money. Man,
Shannon, I hear that, but I'll tell you what. They went to Monaco this summer with their team, all right? And it took them on a tour this summer, all right? Danny told me, he said 3 days into it, you know what he missed? The Jersey Shore. All right, so for a guy that you talk about too much money, like he's in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and like 3 days in, he goes, I said, how was your trip? He goes, good, but after 3 days, I kind of missed the Jersey Shore.
Okay. Man. I can go visit.
That's Danny Hurley.
All I'm saying, guys, is this, on a serious note, but to me, it's not even about that to me. It's just an indictment on what Kentucky is in this day and age compared to other programs. It's like, listen, you just don't find yourself riveted and as caring as you were about Kentucky in the past.
You're right, though, Stephen A., but you remember before Coach Harbaugh got to Michigan, was Michigan what we thought it used to be with Coach Schembechler? Before Coach Saban got back to Alabama, was Alabama what it was,
but let
what
me explain
we remember?
That. Can I answer that, Shannon? Can I answer
talking
that?
Talking about football now.
Let me answer that. Shannon, you're absolutely right. But remember, the only title that Michigan had prior to Harbaugh was a co-championship in the 90s. And so what happened is it had been so long. That's why, all right, resurrecting them to the days of old. With Kentucky, it's Rick Pitino winning the title. It's Tubby Smith winning the title. And then after that, it's Calipari winning the title. And it's like, okay, this is what we're supposed to do, even though you only do it once every damn decade, for crying out loud. And so as a result of that, this ain't the days of Adolf Rupp. This ain't the days of Rick Pitino. When Rick Pitino was at Kentucky, it was a different animal. It was a different beast. That has changed. Bill Self, Danny Hurley, North Carolina, Hubert Davis, all of these guys. I mean, yo, it's not the same.
I got one for you, Coach. What about before Coach Roy Williams got to North Carolina? Were they the same North Carolina?
No, they had fallen off after Guthridge.
And then what happened? Brought Roy in, and then Roy turned it around. Bring Danny Hurley in,
Here's the deal, Shannon. That's great, but you know what? College athletics and college basketball has changed. First of all, there are more good teams. Because, like, the SEC, back in the day, it was Kentucky and the rest of the ACC.
Exactly.
Now, because of what Mike Slive did, everyone invested in college basketball. Look, they've been ahead of the curve in terms of the NIL. There's no doubt about it. But college athletics has changed. Leagues have invested more money in their basketball programs that were traditional football schools. Now they're just athletic programs. Why? Okay. Because they have more money from their television contracts, so there's more money in. They invested facilities and coaches and everything else, infrastructure.
Yeah.
$10 million and 3 racehorses. Come on down, Coach Hurley.
Yeah, and no. Remember those
guys. He's just being polite. He doesn't want to go to Kentucky. All right, let's just stop. He has no interest in going to Kentucky at all whatsoever.
He could have said that. Last
Why would
night,
you leave UConn?
I'm saying
when
he
you
could
go
have said
back
that
to back. How
he
many
said
chips?
Check with his wife. He put it on his wife. He could have said,
yeah, exactly.
"No, I ain't."
You heard that,
he's being
right?
polite because he's a class act. He doesn't need
How
to go down
classy?
There with all the flash and all that nonsense. He's of substance.
Can we ask you a question, Molly?
Sure, Steve.
Okay, thank you. The man put it on his wife.
Yeah.
He said,
I love him even more now.
Can I ask the question? He put it on his wife. He did not say,
no,
I'm not interested. I'm asking you, if you're the wife and he sits up there and says, check with her, as opposed to answering the question himself,
Excuse
how would
me.
You feel?
Smart Steven man.
A, obviously, this guy is very intelligent. He just won back-to-back championships with this team. Happy wife, happy life. He gets it. Take notes, okay?
I'm Coming just up. Saying all he had to do was say, I ain't going.
Yeah.
I'm staying right here.
Yeah, he had to ask the boss, okay? He follows protocol.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
He entered the NFL as Mr. Irrelevant and then quickly became beyond relevant amongst the elite, leading the 49ers to the Super Bowl this last season. We welcome to the show San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy, who joins us on behalf of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL. Brock, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Here on set with Toyota, filming our commercial for the NFL draft. Got the Toyota Crown Signia behind me. We need to get in it, Stephen A.
Yes, I'm
I love it.
I don't mind, Brock. I'll get in it.
We need it's to, not a problem. We need to get a shot of that after, Brock. It looks like you got some good weather out there. So tell me this. You stepped in when injury hit the Niners and never looked back. What is it about your connection with that offense that's made your team such a powerhouse in the NFL? Brock, you got me? I think it looks like he might have froze for a second.
He might have froze, yeah.
Well, while he froze, hey, Shannon, you come back on the screen. You answer that question for me. What do you think it is that he was able to step in and the Niners have been able to be such a powerhouse? When a lot of people called him a game manager, and he's really shown he's a game changer.
Well, sometimes you have to be a game manager. You have to understand the situation that you're in. I mean, sometimes you look at the game and it says, okay, you know, I'm going to have to match the other team's offense. They look like they're going up and down the field on our defense. Go ahead. I think we got Brock back.
Brock, are you back, Brock?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. No worries.
Go ahead, Molly.
Brock, did you hear my question? I'll repeat it one more time just in case. But essentially, I was saying you stepped in and never looked back, right? Injury hit. And what is it about your connection with your teammates that you've become such a powerhouse in the NFL, the Niner squad? No, I think he's frozen again.
Technical difficulties. Shannon, go ahead and finish that answer that you were providing about Brock Purdy, bro.
I think a lot of times, sometimes, Stephen A., you have to understand the situation that you're in. And Tom Brady is the greatest game manager because he understood every game. Well, I might need to go score 40 today, but this might be a low-scoring game, so I can't put the ball in harm's way. So you have to – each game is a game in and of itself, and you have to understand early on what's going to be required of you in order to win the game. You might need to throw for 404 touchdowns. But by the way, you might need to throw for 115 and no touchdowns, but not turn the football over. Brock Purdy does a great job of understanding that. Kyle Shanahan, and they've done a great job of surrounding him right. with talent. So they allow him to put the ball in guys' hands and let your playmakers do the heavy lifting for him. He understands. He processes information extremely fast and extremely well.
Let me throw this your way before we end this segment, because he's got some technical difficulties, so we're not going to be able to do that interview. Sorry to the audience. But let me ask you this, Shannon. Do you have this feeling that San Francisco is still knocking on the door with Purdy and the crew that they have? Because I'm hearing, you know, what you don't know whether or not, you know, the situation with Ayuk, I don't know if he's going or they thinking about letting him go or whatever. I know you, Debo's is still going to be there. Kittle's going to still be there. But, of course, C-Mac's going to be there. Do you feel like there's still those dudes in the NFC, or did they miss their window?
I don't think they've missed their window. I still think they're a very talented football team, but there's only so much money that you have to go around. We saw the first time they ended up letting one of their top defensive tackles go. We see this time around they end up releasing Eric Armstead. There's only so many opportunities that you have, Stephen A. I think offensively they're still one of the elite teams offensively because of all the playmakers that you have. Now, Brandon Ayuk is a different situation. The question is, do they sign him to a long-term deal? Do they potentially sign him and trade him to get on draft capital? That remains to be seen. But I still think they have an opportunity. Fred Warner's still there. Nick Bosa's still there. They still have Ward at corner. So I like them. Hopefully Greenlaw, who that had a serious impact on them in the Super Bowl, because they were doing a job with the Kansas City as far as them trying to run the ball and pressuring the quarterback. But when Greenlaw went down, now you're playing someone in there in that moment that's not used to being in that moment.
This is how I look at them, and we'll end the segment with this, guys. I remember looking at them in the NFC Championship game, and I've never felt more sympathy, more sorry for a team in my life when they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles the season before last, because they lost, they're the only team that lost all four quarterbacks in one season. I'm like, damn, they couldn't even throw the football, right? Yeah. Then they're on a mission. They come back this year. They get to the Super Bowl, and like you said, they're having their way with Kansas City. Greenlaw gets hurt. And so I view San Francisco as arguably, not to say nobody has motivation, they all do, but I view them as the most motivated team in the National Football League, because they've been knocking on the door all of these years, but especially the last 2 years, and you can legitimately look at them and say injuries derailed them, literally.
Right. Yeah. You know what, Stephen A., I remember back in the 90s, and Buffalo knocked on the door, knocked on the door, knocked on the door, knocked on the door, and they never were able to get inside. Yep. Is this going to be a situation
that
the San Francisco 49ers that's going to befell them, that they're so close year after year? You only get so many opportunities, Stephen A.
That's right.
You only get so many, but they do have a nice team offensively. We'll see what they do defensively. They got a new defensive coordinator. They moved on from Steve Wilks, and so there's a lot to be seen. But there are a lot of teams in the NFC. Detroit says, "Hey, we're not going anywhere." The Rams are thinking, "Hey, we're healthy now."
Yes,
we're not going anywhere.
You're not allowed to bring up the Rams because of Puka Nacua and how you cheated during the Celebrity All-Star game, bringing football players to beat up on the ladies and people like that I had on.
That was Micah.
That was Micah too, but Puka was no joke. Come on now. Catch an alley oops. Catch an alley oops. I told him I don't even want to see him again. I mean, Shannon cheated.
This is what I want to know, though.
Ridiculous.
Essay, are you going to redeem yourself?
No.
And coach in the All-Star game again?
Honestly speaking, I didn't want to coach in this All-Star game. I literally, the boss Dave Roberts asked me to, but I really want to just go and enjoy myself. I didn't feel like coaching, but I took the job and Shannon rigged his roster, had a bunch of ringers on there.
Yeah.
I'm not subjecting myself.
I could tell. You didn't take the job seriously.
But I will make up for the first pitch that I threw at a Yanks. I'm going to make up for that.
When is that? Because I want to, Shannon and I need to mark our calendars.
I'm not running from that challenge. That I'm going to make up for.
Stephen A. Please wear the right footwear.
I promise you I will.
No Louboutins.
I promise you I will.
No dress pants.
I'm not going to put myself in
like
this.
Call up Derek Jeter and be full uniformed out in something.
Are you practicing?
I will. I will. Once they give me a date, I will start practicing at that moment in time. I ain't got to practice for 10 months for a damn first pitch.
Yeah,
Stephen A. What do you want to be? Do you get ready or do you stay ready? You need to stay ready.
I do stay ready.
I don't know. Shannon stays ready. That's a fact.
You sure about that? Shannon been to two NBA. He's been to two Laker games.
Look at Shannon Sharp. He's like chiseled. All right. But his wallet's about to be chiseled when I get that purse. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, the push for the NBA playoffs continues as well tonight with the Lakers and Warriors squaring off. Okay, West Coast. Not quite the dominant force this showdown once was, with both teams in play-in positions at the 9 and 10 spots, respectively. Recently, Klay Thompson talked about Draymond Green's impact on the Warriors.
It could be disappointing in the moment, but it will never take away from what's ahead of us and what we've done. So at the end of the day, We just need you. And that like disappointment and that feeling of just like shaking your head, that just comes from like, dang, man, we can't do this without you. And these young guys need you too, because Steph and I we're leaders, but we don't talk the game like you do. We don't inspire these young guys like you do. And we're not the Warriors without Money Green. That's just a fact. And you can ask anybody in the Bay, around the world, who's followed this team, we would not be the Dubs without you.
Okay. Your thoughts on what Klay just had to say?
Well, listen, I think that Klay was being his real true self and what Draymond means to him. As somebody that knows Draymond and has gotten to know Draymond personally over the years, I love this brother, you know, and Shay, I don't know how well you know Draymond Green or if you
met him a couple times.
He's one of those dudes, man. You know, he's not a liar. He's authentic. He's real, and he'll let you know where he stands. Sometimes he can get a bit emotional or whatever, but is a really, really good brother and is smart, but sometimes lets his emotions on the court get the better of him.
Yes.
Which you openly talked about in the first hour, and there was nothing wrong about what you said. But because he doesn't shoot, people minimize his value and don't truly appreciate the basketball savant that he is, what he does defensively, and what he does to uplift your competitive fervor, which you know a hell of a lot more than me, Shannon, when it comes to playing professional sports. That is very, very important when you're one of those dudes that can galvanize folks around you and make sure that they're on the court giving max effort. When I think about what Ben Simmons is going through, for example, in the NBA, Shannon, I've often brought this up. That stuff wouldn't have happened the way it happened in Philadelphia if the 76ers had never lost Jimmy Butler. Because Jimmy right. Butler and Joel Embiid was like this. And Jimmy Butler, Rough Rider, and you ain't getting away with that nonsense. You gonna show up to play or you ain't gonna be here, but we ain't gonna go through all that entailed, okay? Draymond, to a lesser degree, is a lot like that, and that's why I bring that up. Having said that, I'm looking at Klay Thompson, and the number one thing I peel from it, Shay, is that I think that when you look at Klay Thompson, this is his way of saying goodbye, preparing himself for the end in Golden State. Let me assure you, there's at least 20, 25 teams that should want Klay Thompson. Wow. And let me raise my hand. Those New York Knicks should be one of them. Those New York Knicks should be one of them. Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. You want to see I'm talking about Klay Thompson, who has struggled with consistency this year.
Right.
Give me Klay Thompson in New York City. He ain't going to want to, because if he ain't in Golden State, he probably want to be in L.A. Can't blame the Southern California sunshine and all that stuff. You understand? But let me tell you something. If Klay Thompson were in a New York Knicks uniform, I would throw a house party. He ain't even – he wouldn't be there, and I wouldn't give a damn. It would be orange and blue all over my house, and I would throw a house party.
What would you have at the house party?
Excuse me?
What would you have at the house party?
Well, Carmen's cooking.
Okay.
Carmen's cooking, of course. You understand what I'm saying? And by the way, she's talking about – she already plotting to make stuff for Shannon, and she got the menu laid
out.
This is ridiculous.
Why don't you have a cookout at the house and have Shannon – He's in town, everyone over.
Well, first of all – the fellas are invited. I don't know if I'd want you there. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know if I want you
no
there.
Molly.
I don't know if.
I think
well, listen, I'd invite Shanae. I'd invite Monica and stuff like that. But
why?
Kimberly?
Shanae and Monica can go because
Andrea, that's right. Because you would get on our nerves. Molly, you try to change the menu. You sit up there, then you'll talk smack about us, and you'll mess up the party. You would.
Yeah,
you would.
Really?
You would treat us bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shannon.
You ain't on our vibe, Molly.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
No. But all the fellas, I am going to throw a house party. All the fellas, you know, one of them football parties. I'm going to throw one of those. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
If, you know, I might need some help with the cash, Shannon. I might need some help with paying for it.
My money jump funny. So, yeah.
Well, I'll let you guys just take over because I don't want to annoy
go ahead,
you.
Shannon.
I don't want to mess up your vibe, Shannon. I don't want to annoy you. So
I'll just sit tight. Go ahead, man.
Should the Warriors break up the big three if they don't make the playoffs?
Right.
And do what?
Yes.
My thing is, look, everything that Klay said about Draymond is true. They would not have won those four championships without Draymond. Draymond allows his emotions to get the best of him a lot of times in games, and it ends up costing his team. And it's not a good look because he said he was going to change the behavior, and the behavior hasn't changed. With that being said, you can't measure. See, if you just look at a stat sheet or a box score to try to measure Draymond's value, you're doing a disservice not only to yourself but to him and his role for the Warriors. He's much more than a box score. He's much more than points, rebounds, and assists. There is something to be said for being a leader that's invaluable, and that's what he is. And that's what makes me so upset with him, because he's such a leader, and he continuously puts himself in harm's way, and he doesn't always put the best interest of the team first. More times than not, you know, a lot of times, I think when he takes the court, all he's thinking about, how can I impact the game to make sure this team wins? But when you go and you get those unnecessary fouls and you get ejected from the game, how does that help your team? It doesn't.
Shannon.
And so, go ahead.
Has anybody ever asked you, I'm dying to ask you this question. If Draymond Green was your teammate, taking into account the totality of his impact, both positive and negative, Draymond Green was your teammate, what would you say, what would you do, what would your attitude towards him have been?
I'm older, right? I'm the older guy.
Okay, we could go with that.
I'm the older guy. I'm going to pull him aside and say, Dre, bro, look, I understand that that was a bad call, but you can't react and put us in harm's way continuously and then ask us to go in front of the cameras, because at some point in time, we get tired of explaining your behavior. That's the part that was upsetting at me, is that when I got out of line, Stephen A., I had my brother and my sister and my closest friends had to explain Shannon's behavior. Shannon should always have to explain Shannon's behavior. Draymond, but Steph had to say, you know, he was dejected. Clay has to come on and be very diplomatic and say, and then Steve Kerr. But at some point in time, Draymond, come on, bro. I believe Draymond can go up to the edge, Stephen A., look over without stepping over. Far too many times he's gone to the edge, and instead of looking over, he stepped over.
All right, but here's a more dicey question. Okay, so you say that to him.
Yeah.
And like you said, then it happens again.
Right.
What do you do then? What would you do? Yeah. What would you do? I'm talking to champions. He's a four-time champion. You're a three-time Super Bowl champion. I'm talking from a champion's perspective. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer, by the way. America need to get over that. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. You're in the Hall of Fame. What do you say if, again, like you brought up the word repeated. So if you spoke to him and it still happened, what do you say?
Stephen A., I'll be honest with you. I think the best thing that someone can do for a guy like Draymond is to be in an older position and get him before he gets like this. It's harder to untrain a behavior than it is to learn a behavior. You see, this is gone now. I mean, because I don't believe they had veteran guys in that locker room to take Draymond aside and say, bro, your behavior is unacceptable. Now he's gone too far. I would have had to be there in the beginning and see him start to veer off this path and then be able to pull him aside and say, come on, Dre, we can win this thing, but we need you. And we can't have you because you see what happened in I'm sorry, Stephen A. What happens is that you never accept anything in a win you wouldn't in a loss. Mm-hmm. You see what happened when they lost game 5, 6, mm-hmm. and 7?
Yep.
You thought that behavior was unacceptable. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's when the time you should have corrected, say, Draymond, Bob Myers, who's working here with us. That's when you should have said, Draymond, any more instances like this, we're going to have to move on.
But you got to remember, that's a bad example because I'm not one. I understand he got suspended because of the accumulation of transgressions. But I was never one that believed that the incident with LeBron in game 4 of the finals was warranted. That was not Draymond. That was LeBron throwing him to the ground.
Stephen A., do you remember when, when Robert Horry shoved somebody.
Yeah.
And
Phoenix and Steve Nash and all those guys. And they came off the bench.
And they suspended him.
Yes.
You
I didn't like that?
That
either. I didn't like that either. By the way, you bring up that example, Shannon. Phoenix might have won the title that year. If those suspensions hadn't happened. With Amari and Matrix, all of them. Yeah. Joe Johnson.
So the precedent had already been set. So you can't see, and that's the thing when I tell people all the time when they say Connecticut, never put yourself in a situation where you need a call or a call can go against you that could potentially, people say, that cost them the game.
You're talking about the women's game. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
With UConn, at the end,
right. So what you do is that you don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
So you get back and say, so Stephen A. and I having a discussion. 10 years to 15 years later, man, you know, if Draymond hadn't have done that, if Stoudemire hadn't run on the court, because I believe you're right, Stephen A. I believe the Suns had, that was the team right there.
That was their chance.
That could have unseated the San Antonio.
We got to leave it there. You know what, Shannon, you're really a cautionary tale this morning, so you should watch who you're calling out, because we all know what betting against Big Mama over here, how that worked out for you.
You know this, Stephen A.
How that worked out for you. How'd that work out for you,
You
Steve?
Called yourself Big Mama? Yeah, is that what you just said? Oh, my Lord.
Shannon called you Skip. I called myself Big
Mama. You called yourself Big Mama.
Old school. Old school.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whoever's bracket gets busted first has to buy the other person a pair of shoes. Are you in?
I'll do it, but I want the world to know. Molly cheats. I'm in.
Okay,
I'm
let's
in.
Go. Let's get
I'm
it.
I'm in of my okay. word. I'm in.
We're
I'm going to beat
doing,
you.
We're doing it. We're absolutely doing it.
76-59. Every dog has his day, and this day belongs to the Huskies. UConn, men's basketball national champions.
Are you giving me the field against UConn, yes or no?
Yeah. What do you want to put on it?
Make it loud on yourself. Whatever you want to bet. What you want to bet.
You want a designer backpack? I'll go designer purse.
The second verse is the same as the first. UConn repeats the Huskies. Back-to-back national champions.
We should have solidified what my budget is. There's another UConn alum that wants to take a victory lap.
Good morning, Molly. Alumni of the back-to-back national champions, and I'm only talking to Molly, Stephen A., and Shannon, just because you guys aren't alumni like we are of the back-to-back national champion UConn Huskies. You guys aren't alumni like us of the basketball capital of the world, UConn national champions. Congratulations to UConn. Congratulations on winning another national championship. Molls, UC. UConn.
Oh, I wish I was on camera for that. It goes like this. UConn. UConn.
Oh, my Lord.
UConn Huskies. Yeah, they do. The guy does it. It's like a whole thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he does it better than that.
Yeah, Stephen A., let's do it together. You.
No.
No.
No. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Like you said, we
don't. Listen, I went to your alma maters and spent the day. I went. We did it. It was beautiful. How come we've never gone to Storrs, Connecticut, the basketball capital?
Because they said we need an audience of more than 10 people.
Exactly.
and y'all
ain't gonna buy
20 people in the city.
I'm only playing
Storrs, Connecticut. UConn's a big time program. Of course I'm only playing.
Yeah,
but guess what?
But
did you see that vibe? Shannon. Did you feel that energy? Did you feel that electricity, Molly?
That's right.
What do you mean?
Oh,
at Savannah State, you mean? At your school?
Winston-Salem State.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what little
yeah, that's what we do.
Absolutely.
That's what we do.
Flavors are a little different than
absolutely.
HBCUs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So okay. Molly, check this out. I put a call in. Louis Vuitton is on vacation. His cousin, Lionel, is making leather goods now. So I'm about to have you a lot of... I'm going to have you a lot of a time by the end of the week.
Shannon, you going to do that to her? You going to do that to her, Shannon? Really?
Are you going to give me the Gucci with one C?
You might get a Geechee. You know what I'm saying? And a Gucci, a Geechee. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't from Justin.
Exactly. But now, but Louis, you know, but Louis is on extended vacation.
Shannon.
But Lionel is filling in.
Shannon, where are you getting it? Right on Canal Street? Is that where you're going to head over?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Canal Street? He ain't coming to New York for that. He's going to stay right in L.A.
You don't even know about bootlegs, Stephen A. You're from New York City.
They just had a big bust down here in L.A. about a big shipment of Chinese counterfeit. I got you, Molly. Whatever you need. You want a Birkin?
Can I get a whole bundle? Can I get the luggage? Can I get the luggage and the wallet?
You go try.
Shannon Sharp, you better be a man of your word.
You're gonna roll around.
Shannon Sharp, I know your assistant. I know your whole team. Don't play.